I have very little time, and I wouldn't say I procrastinated on recording this episode. I wait until I have a window, and I have a window right now. I have 8 minutes in which to record a episode of the show, get it posted, and then change so I can join a video call that I will leave early so that I can go to physical therapy. And I'm not going to go to physical therapy in my treadmill desk shorts. So with that out of the way, theme song.
Your Daily Lex.
As you may recall, because I'm pretty sure I said it was happening, but I can't check because I don't have time. I spent this past weekend with 19 other members of my wife's family, 20 people total, in a house in Pennsylvania, in Bushkill Falls, Pennsylvania. We were celebrating my mother-in-law's 70th birthday, which happened earlier the previous week. And my father-in-law had had the idea that we would all get together in a rented house. There was really no reason for it to be in Bushkill Falls, Pennsylvania, which was, you know, 2 hours from everybody. It was just, he thought, let's make this a trip and we'll go there. But we didn't actually do anything to experience Bushkill, especially since it was pouring rain our one full day there. But everybody got there Friday. We played lots of board games and hung out all day Saturday. We eventually, when the rain stopped, did a fire pit on Saturday night. Sunday, we all hung out in the house and then went to a brunch at a diner nearby, and then everyone went home. It was lovely. It was also loud as hell, like so loud. Like I should have been mainlining ibuprofen, because of those 20 people, 7 of them were kids who were like under 7 years old. And those kids are loud. Sometimes they fought, sometimes they got along. In both cases, they were loud. There was almost always a TV on showing some permutation of Trolls, a show or movie for which I have no special affection remaining, especially after I've seen it more than 0 times. That was enough. But yeah. Good stuff. Anyway, it wasn't bad. Like I had a good time. A little hard was the food, because you know there were cakes and treats and bagels, and I had none of them. I brought a bunch of food with me, like protein bars and other protein snacks, and then I did my best with the other eating at the diner. I was like, let me get some egg whites. I ended up about 0.3 pounds heavier than when I left, but that's fine. I'm not worried about that. On the weight loss front, I have felt a little bit stuck. Like I crossed that 200 pound barrier and I was feeling very proud of myself. And then, since that time, I'm like still right around that same barrier broken. Like I was at 199.9, then I was at 199.3, and now I'm at like 199.5 or 6. I don't know, somewhere in there. And I'd like it to, break 199. I'd like to be at 199. Not 199. I'd like to be at 198. I'd like to be at my goal weight of, you know, 190 or 186, but 198 would be a great step along the way. So I'm hopeful that we can get there. We'll see. I've also got my big webinar that I keep promoting coming up. And it's funny because to promote the webinar, I have to make promotional videos and posts and cover social media and LinkedIn with like, hey, come to my sales seminar. And I don't like doing that. And every once in a while, when I say I don't like doing that, people are like, but isn't that what you're teaching people to do? No, I'm teaching people sales. This is not sales. This is marketing. I don't like marketing. That's why I hire marketers. That's why you need great marketers. Like this is not the part where I feel comfortable. Selling. Once people want to have the pitch, I'm very ready to do that. But this part, no fun. I will say the posting is no fun. Making these videos has been fun, especially because I haven't scripted them and I've spent like 3 minutes editing each one in Final Cut. And I think they look not horrible. I don't think they look like super slick, but I think they look not bad. And so I'm proud of that part, at least. Today I did a vertical video because I'm like a hip young person, I guess. Anyway, I have to leave myself a few minutes to post this and change. So I hope you've enjoyed this rushed, faster than even normal Lex speaking voice episode of Your Daily Lex. And you're having a wonderful Monday, April 28th. Also, happy birthday, Dan Morin, who listens to the show sometimes. Bye.
Lex.